One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hey y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast.
Yay!
Finger guns. Oh my gosh, wow. Happy Tuesday. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain that much today. I can't complain that much right now. Right now, I'm good.
Could change any minute.
Okay. Yeah, hey, don't tempt me, but right now, I'm good. I can't complain too much except for about some parts of the show.
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, stop.
Yay.
Hi, thank you.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Did you enjoy?
I did. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I know we don't talk about other shows on here because that's illegal, but I did see the movie.
Not illegal?
I did see the movie The Monkey on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. It was so
really
funny.
What is that
it
about?
It was like, okay, it's a horror movie. So I have to say that first.
Never mind.
Right. But for people who might be interested, and I didn't even see a trailer for it. I didn't know anything about it. It was like if Final Destination, like that series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had like a toy that could make it happen.
Okay.
And that's the only way I want to explain it without like giving away the entire story. But in terms of like ridiculous, there's no way that person would have died like that, but it's just a series of unfortunate events kind of thing.
The monkey?
Yeah.
Oh no. Mm-mm.
It was.
I see all that. I need to see right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was good. I was entertained.
Now that you're saying it's good, it makes me interested, but that's something you have to watch in the middle of the day. I can't watch that at night because something will be looking at me through my window. And I just can't.
You're going to see the eyes looking.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't want to see nothing looking back at me. I agree with you. Man. Huh. This episode.
Snooze?
I did snore just a tad. I had to rewatch it.
Okay, I'm glad you did, because I feel like I should have rewatched it, but I didn't.
No, you get that feeling because you feel like you missed stuff, and you didn't. You didn't miss anything. I promise you. Stevie and Maddie, maybe it'll bubble up. Maybe it'll increase. I was a little bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored.
Should we start with them, I guess?
Yeah, but I feel like that their 90-day trope is like the most tried and true one. Like, mm-hmm. Conservative Muslim boy gets with white woman. Sometimes we switch it up and it's conservative Muslim boy gets with black girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With a varying across the diaspora how it goes, you know? But we've seen this show before. So they wake up in bed. I think we can assume what happened, because he said, you know, I wasn't nervous this time, so I felt like a professional. It wasn't nobody gonna walk in on us.
When he said that, professional? I literally screamed, because were you scared you were gonna somebody was gonna bust in and y'all was gonna be arrested? This threw me back to Nicole and Ozon.
Yeah.
That man didn't even want to hold her hand in public. Don't look into my eyes for too long while we're out.
Yeah.
Let alone, are y'all over there? Oh, she didn't go to Iran. Where did they meet? Turkey?
Yeah.
Okay, that made me feel a little better. They met in Turkey. Because I was about to say, y'all taking that chance in Iran? Yeah.
Yeah, y'all playing. Okay?
Big time.
I wish somebody would hear a little something. Yeah. <It's good. laughs> Let's be safe. Let's be responsible. So he was feeling good that he was, I guess, more free to, you know, do what he needed to do.
That was the theme of his scene, freedom.
Okay.
This time.
Too much freedom in America. Okay. A little too much going on. Haram all over the place. I don't like it. Also, happy Ramadan. If anybody's Muslim and listening, yes. Oh my gosh. Happy Ramadan. Yes. Okay. So they're in Louisiana, they're in New Orleans, and when they wake up, they're like, Stevie's asking Maddie, like, what do you want to do today? And he's like, I want to go to the French Quarter, I want to see the sights, I want to do the tourist thing, right? So he's walking around, and it's literally the same thing as when Nicole and Mahmoud went to the, what?
Before this, they had the conversation. Well, she brought up the going back home while they was laying in bed.
Yes. Okay. And she was like how serious? How much did you mean it? And he was like, girl, I was jet lagged and homesick. I am homesick. He's going to be homesick for a while. Like, it's not... I don't know. I think she kind of got to ignore that. Not ignore it, but like understand it, but you can't fix it. He's not going to just, well, I'm just magically over it after 3 days. It's not.
Yeah. I think she is very insecure.
Yeah.
And it feels like she ripped him from his family. And because he's like missing them, he's going to just up and leave.
Yeah.
And it don't work like that. And he said like, oh, if I, knowing this was going to affect her so much, like, I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like him saying it is the problem. Maybe the way he said it. Because, like, that man missed his family.
Right. It felt reasonable to me. I was like, well, duh. I miss mine. In this situation, like, it's just very, it's two extremes that are very extreme. So I got where he was coming from. But he was like, girl, like, at ease, my queen. Relax.
Yes, please.
relax. They decide to get up. Okay, we're going to go outside, do the tourist thing. And yeah, the world is very worldly. It's a little too worldly, okay?
Singing, the dancing?
That Silver Man? Locked I'm spooked up. By that. I don't like that. What is that? Is he real? Is someone in there?
I might agree with that.
And you know,
I don't like that.
If that was the first time I've seen something like that, I think it would throw me off.
But honestly, if he thought that was crazy, dropping him in Times Square.
Oh no. He'd have a panic attack.
Give him, yes.
Yeah, he would go into shock. Imagine just 125th Street. No.
Oh, that's worse.
God, no. That's a crime. What I just said was a crime. We yes, should never
absolutely.
Your first time in New York City on 100th. Whoa, oh my God. Terrifying.
I have relatives that want to come here and say they want to go visit Harlem.
This is, oh my gosh. So wait, my cousins, her and her sisters just came up here. What was that? Like last year or 2 years ago? Whatever. And I was like, I met them for dinner in Brooklyn, and they were like, yeah, we've been walking around the city all day. And I was like, walking around all day? Where? Like, what you been doing? Oh, yeah, we were in Harlem on 125th. And they were like, yeah, we stayed at the hotel on 125th. I was like, there's a hotel up there. Two, you're staying willingly. All right. Shout out to Julia. Happy 21st birthday.
Harlem in a good while. And like the progression, like I don't go often, but the progression of spookiness from the times it's, I've gone. It's like you, getting worse.
You could taste it in the air. It's like, ooh, it's spooky.
Danger.
Danger.
Danger. Danger is blowing in from okay. the east. Okay.
Danger is amidst. Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. It could get like that. It could get like that. What were
shout out to Harlem,
oh,
though.
Yeah, shout out to, you know, is yeah, we're in New York. Shut up. Anyways, yeah, so it was a lot in New Orleans, to say the least. There's a lot going on. And he was very like overwhelmed. By it, basically. Yeah,
he had a beignet, didn't he? And he yes. bit it and was like, very that's good. Disgusting. This is sugar.
Yeah. Which, yes. I thought about that. Even the scene with Joan, which we'll talk about later, with Greg and them damn fries. I'm like, no, those fries probably were too salty for her. They probably were, like, overwhelmingly salty.
Absolutely.
Just thinking about the way that we
our
season.
Food is not healthy, but it tastes good.
Right. Right.
All the UK people, please sit this food conversation.
And
now,
you know
y'all
what?
Are struggling for y'all lives on TikTok.
Unless you're ethnic, because I'm sure Indian.
Yeah, that don't count, because that's
you're,
not really
we're
UK
never
food.
Talking about that. Yeah. True.
You're never... Scrabble and beans and toast. That's what we refer to. That's what
Scribble
we're referring
scrabble.
To.
Scrabble.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, all that hullabaloo that y'all be doing.
Mm-hmm. Love y'all.
It's a little mysterious. Love you. Shout out to all the innits. We love you.
Not the innits.
Quite a few UK listeners. So
yeah, I'm sure that what we just said does not apply to them.
No. Seasoned households. I know that.
Yes, very much
it.
African, very much Caribbean.
That, yeah. Yeah. You're a little Indian? Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, sister. Hey, you're welcome. Yeah. I love your food. I really do.
Oh, goodness.
We're dilly-dallying because Stevie and Maddie were boring, clearly.
Yes.
I don't even know how it ended.
I'm not sure. Oh, it ended by her... Or was that just a preview for next week?
When she took him home and he had all the boobs all over the place, he said, now this is too damn much.
Yeah, that and saying that she hasn't told her, or she just now told her dad about him and he knows nothing about him. I think that's so preview for next week.
So he literally says jihad twice. I'm not ready for that.
I'm scared.
I can
for
tell.
That man.
I'm already not ready for that.
They need. This needs to be like a bad baby mom, baby dad transaction where they meet at the police station because something might pop up.
Yeah, a crime
that's
is going to occur.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm scared.
We need the
him.
Authorities. Because mm-hmm. what do
but
you
honestly,
mean?
Honestly, they in Mississippi. The authorities.
Right, they might agree, child.
Y'all need to take a trip to a bigger city and meet that. Y'all meet on vacation.
Yeah.
Y'all go somewhere. Yeah. I'm scared.
Nervous. Nervous too. I think we could go Shekinah and Sarper. Another one.
Yeah.
Least interested in them.
Very interesting. So, last week we're coming off the cuff of Sarper telling his family that, hey, you know, I actually applied for an appointment, had an appointment, and they granted me entry, so I'm leaving tomorrow. And they're upset, so I think they're just spending a little bit more time with his family before they leave to pack up his apartment and go to the U.S. together.
Yeah.
They go swimming with Sarper's cousin and her daughter. So while him and the little girl are swimming, Sarper and the cousin are chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm.
And the cousin's just expressing how they kind of have reservations since Sarper's going to be in the U.S. all alone. And yeah. I don't know how this came. It was in the midst of the conversation. And Shekinah said something like, yo, because what if I put him out? And the cousin's like, yeah, where he going to go? And Shekinah was like, oh, I have friends that he can lean on
that'll
and
be
support
neutral.
Him.
Girl, what? I don't got friends like that.
And why are you already talking about putting him out?
Can we have a really judgy conversation really quick?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Shekinah. Like, I didn't watch her season of The Other Way, but something about the way she wants to get Sarper here, it really gave, like, trying to pimp him out in Hollywood, in a way. That's how,
you know, that, a lot of people use this show for that.
That was my impression. Like, I know, like, he gets the asshole rep and, like, all that. Yeah, valid. Okay, I didn't watch the season, whatever. But I can see it and I can tell. But something about her gives, yeah, when you, I'm gonna be garnishing some of them wages once that pretty face hits Tinseltown.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need that.
I agree. And I think it's like to be a pair, like to both
be
like in this, ooh, very loose air quotes of, I don't know, should they be loose or tight? Aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, right? Like there's something about them that feels like we are going to make money together. I don't think you understand. You need to come to America.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your passport? Did you take your shots? Come back with me. Hello? I don't like it. I don't like her vibe. I don't know.
Yeah, something's definitely off there. So that was the big thing. His family's like worried he's gonna be alone.
Yeah.
And she, yeah, whatever. They say goodbye to his parents. Do they go? They drive back, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And two other major conversations happen. And I believe the first one being that Shekinah said she just thinks he's being dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're with a grown his family. Man. Yeah, with his family. Like, you're a grown man. You're going to miss your family. Blah, blah, blah. Suck it up. Like, I'm your family now.
Which,
I feel like that's so insensitive. And he's not, I feel like he's not a guy like, oh, I'm gonna miss my mommy so much. Like, she does so much for me. You know, his parents are old.
Right.
And unfortunately, the way life works, things start to go downhill. And not being able to be there in the time of need is really what he's worried about. Right. It's not just being up on them. It's if they need somebody to go to the grocery store for them. Yeah. They need something else. Like, I'm thousands of miles away. I literally can't do anything. Versus, like, being here, even if my apartment isn't in the same area and a couple hours away, I can still get here very easily than being across the border.
Yeah, I agree. I felt like we've seen a lot of mama's boys on this show.
He doesn't
give me mama's boys vibes.
He's
like,
not that. He don't live with them.
Yeah, his parents genuinely just rely on him. Like, they're connected. Like, they're just a part of the same community. Yeah. And I feel like that's, to your point of her being insensitive, like, that's a cultural thing. A lot of cultures, like, all the generations are, like, a part of the same community. It's not, like, a separate thing. Of, like, your parents being, like, second-class citizens. Like, girl, like, no. Yeah. Yes, us. We're all in the family. Mm-hmm. Hello? And it seems like they have a good relationship. Girl, I'm not buying it. I don't know.
Her calling him, like, telling him you need to grow up, it was crazy to me. That man can't miss his mama and daddy? And he was like, just because she not, don't have them dynamics with her family, don't mean she need to say nothing about me and mine.
I don't know. His parents seem cool. I'd miss him. And I'm going just for you. I'm tight. Like, you sure?
Crazy. And the other main thing with them was the fact that she was like, if my daughter doesn't like you, I'm not marrying you.
Oh, right.
Because she said the daughters heard a lot of bad things about Sarper from the sister. And they like showed a clip from their previous season where her sister came to visit in Turkey. And he was being a butt, as he usually is.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, my daughter just has this wrong impression of you from my sister. But I want you to be, like, nice around her. He said he can't guarantee that because he's an asshole, but he also cute.
See, this is where you lose me, Sarper. Like, I be with you, and then it's like, here we go again.
Yeah, the BS.
You embarrassing.
Oh, me and my homegirl. But He just said he gonna be cute and not an asshole. And yeah, I don't like, I feel like this is a fine time to say, if my daughter doesn't like you, I'm not marrying you, as you're taking to this man to the U.S. and have 3 months to get married. No, like, I feel like you should have flew your daughter to Turkey.
I don't trust you, girl. You move backwards. You move funny. Yeah. No, and I'm seeing it, and it's not adding up. All right?
Yeah.
It's not.
She is also in the category with Darcy and Stacey. She needs to quit playing in her face.
Relax. Reel it in. Actually,
that's probably
reel
how
it
you
out
was over there in Turkey in the
yeah,
first place.
That's literally how y'all met. Y'all met at the clinic.
Yeah.
Y'all met in the waiting room. Did you? You know what this is?
Yeah, a little cosmetic procedure love.
Okay.
Story. Crazy.
Nip and tuck. Yeah. where do we go? I think we can go, what's the man named? Mark? The Eminem family. Mark and Mina.
Yes. Not the Eminem family.
This was... Now, this is one of my favorite tropes. She's very Jocelyn coded. She's very, very... I don't fully know what's going on, but I have a lot of opinions, and I love that. I love that. It's just so funny. Okay, so Mina and Maria have been in America for, I don't know, maybe 3 days-ish? Yeah, maybe a day. Not even like a full week.
I definitely heard you say Mark and Mina, but was definitely thinking Gregory and Joan. But I'm sorry. It's fine. I was about to say, she has not been here 3 days. She just arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
They've been here like maybe like a day to 3 days. It hasn't been that long. And we already know Mina's not really feeling the look of the house. Needs a new cut, needs a new color. Okay. We need to shake it up in here. It's giving old. It's dusty. I don't like it.
Can we talk about what she fed the baby for breakfast?
Pasta? Huh?
No.
Oh, the Frank
she
and
gave
bean.
That baby a strip of bacon, 2 hot dogs, and a piece of white bread.
That was very European. Meat and cheese. I mean, meat and bread. They keep it very, you know.
I said, where's the nutrition? This baby, what is this? Why would you feed a child that? But I forgot she come from the land of beans and toast adjacent.
Yeah,
so.
Right. So I'm like, this is a well-rounded breakfast over
proper
there.
Proper okay? European breakfast. Okay, got it.
Okay, little bread, little meat, little cheese if you're getting crazy. Okay. Yeah, so there, I think Mark is, his goal right now is trying to get them excited about living in Maine and just being, you know, looking forward to living in the suburbs. We already know Paris is a real city, so it's quite an adjustment to be in the back country where they are pretty much now.
Paris reminded me of a diet in New York City. And,
diet? Okay.
Yeah, and not in the best way.
Uh-oh. Not as like Diet Sprite, like bad diet, no, like Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's a little, I'm saying, oh, it's a little rough around here.
I've heard that. It's a little, you gotta clutch your purse. Just like you do in the city. Like, it's a little, hey. Be careful. Yeah. Don't think you're safe, because you're not.
Mm-mm.
I've heard that. Don't be mesmerized
by the lights and stuff, because.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know.
It wasn't bad.
The more information I get about travel in Europe, specifically to London and Paris, Italy, the less I want to go. But I would hit like the other ones, like the Spains,
yes,
the Prague's, the Amsterdam's, like the ones in between, not the.
I think the ones there's that the benefit to going to those two, but they just shot me. London was very clean.
Okay.
Love their subway system.
I want to do that.
Paris,
I'm do it
more like New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, in ways that I probably won't enjoy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
But not
sorry.
As bad. But okay. Yeah.
So, Mina. yes, Mark is trying to get them more acclimated. He's like, you know what? I know you want some things for the baby. We got to, you know, spruce up the house. let's go grocery shopping and let's go to the furniture store. Mark, I know that she has her city girl ways. Okay. Why couldn't you take her down to Big Lots or something? You couldn't take her down to the Costco? Mm-mm. Why?
Kmart, men don't like to do stuff that makes sense.
I feel like you're not being serious. And now she's looking ungrateful because you took her to get groceries from the gas station.
And not just a gas station. Where do he live? Some little country backwoods.
It's the only gas station for another 50 miles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The one folks disappear from. That's what it gave.
So what do you expect her to do? Because me, the American, is annoyed and I'm disturbed and I'd be pissed just the same. I feel like you played with her just because she don't know.
Absolutely. She don't know,
especially our grocery stores in particular. I feel there's so many videos of online of like Europeans coming to America, like your grocery store is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
And you show her the gutter butt version of her grocery store.
Yeah, like why would you even stop there? Like why? Even if she needed to grab something quick, go to the actual grocery store, go to the farmer's market, go to the meat house, anywhere else. Why would you take her to the little service station? Because that's what that is.
I was like, are you for real?
The country stuff.
Are you being funny right now? Is this
hilarious?
No, we're on our way to the grocery store. Gotta be.
Yeah.
This can't be where we're stopping.
To get the baby a snack.
Yeah, no. Groceries, out of here. Okay, I got a grocery store.
And then it was him prefacing it before they went in. Like, this is not a grocery store. It's just got a little few things. So this why are you taking her there? You just saw her feed that baby hot dogs and bread. Y'all need grocery.
And the fridge was already barren. Okay? Does anyone live here? What's going on?
Yo. And you knew them folks was coming.
You see, and then he really pissed me off with this damn furniture store. Why is everything plaid? Why does everything have a bear on it?
Girl, this country woodwork furniture stuff, she don't want nothing. That's what your house already looked like. She don't want that. What the heck?
I want the 2025 version. I got the classic. I got the vintage version. Do you want me to punch you? Like, I feel like you...
His age is really showing, though.
No, it is. It is really, really bad.
And I mean... We can't blame him for that. Amina, you chose that girl.
She did. She don't have to just get his mind in the right place. Because see, you thinking small. You need to think big town. You think a small town. You need to think big city. Right. What's the next major city? Think that. Think like that.
Stainless steel.
If
you can't see your reflection back in it, I don't want.
Let's reconsider. Let's actually not consider. Mm-mm. Let's not. Okay, so... They get home from grocery shopping. She makes the baby a little a gas station pasta, a little gas station spaghetti. She did what she could. And, it, you know, she did her little 1-2. The baby hated it. About to have a stomach ache. Couldn't even finish it. Okay? Spit it right up. Started crying. Real. Sometimes food make you do that. So Mark decides to put the baby to bed. Whatever. They get into the hot tub. Mina and Mark. What?
They call her son before this?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Right before all this stuff happened, before they even leave the house, we call the son. Oh my God, this was sad. That's why I didn't talk about it. Because I just feel like they're really just, he became the stepchild so fast in this situation. It makes me really sad.
He is sad.
Yeah. So before they left the house, the whole family was in bed. They called her son Clayton. We already know that he wasn't able to join them essentially because of something going on with his passport. But Mark did include him a part of like their K-1 package. Like he was a part of the deal. And just for whatever reason it didn't work out.
Like Gina.
Listen, Jasmine said, fuck a Wanse. Get me there.
It's a new say. I made another one.
Okay. I got, I could do it again. Mm-hmm. I could do it again. And if I do it right, I could get all of them over here. Okay. Hey, let me cook. Let me cook a little bit. So, yeah. He tried to include him for whatever reason. The paperwork didn't work out. So now Clayton is staying with one of Mina's friends. Like, I guess she's like some sort of good homegirl, which made me feel even more sad. I'm like, oh, he can't even stay with a family member at least? Like, damn.
I just refuse to believe that there was nothing immigration could do as far as like extending her visa. And also... I know my fiance, husband, whatever, has submitted paperwork for me and my child to come. That is the day you go update passports. You don't wait until you hear back.
Yeah.
You don't wait, because those kind of things can happen at any time.
Yeah, I couldn't, my conscience wouldn't be clear on that flight.
Baby.
I couldn't do that. But hey, I don't know her circumstances, whatever. But yeah, they were talking. He was just so sad on the phone. Like, okay, well, don't forget about me. Like, take pictures. I was like, get on the plane, yo.
Yeah, please.
Yo, Mark, move to Paris.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Until y'all get that baby paperwork.
This is dumb. I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't like it either. I feel bad for the fella.
Yeah.
And also, shout out to her homegirl. Because she don't know how she going to. How long that boy gonna be with her?
Right. But
yeah, she was stepped up.
Literally a mom now. Like, okay, well, we don't even know how many kids she has. Okay, that's a real friend right there.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Fast forwarding.
Hot tub.
Back to the hot tub. This is where things get very Gino and Jasmine-esque. We hear basically from Mina saying, like, I don't rock with your daughter. Keep her from me. We don't need to see each other. Like, we're good. We're good. And Mark is like, no, she needs to see more of you. Like, she needs to get to know you and understand you more, because that one weekend in Paris during the christening was not enough. And Mina's like, how was it not enough? I got pictures in my phone of her laughing, mumbling and cackling and having a good time right next to me. So now she being funny and saying that she don't really like me, that's fake. That's snake behavior.
Snake.
Mark ain't like that. He said, you better watch it.
Hold up.
Not what?
That's my child. No, that's what he said. Pause.
Not me missing it. I was like, wait, what happened?
Hold up. That's my child you're talking about.
Not too much. Yeah. Not too much on her. Not too much, please. And the tone really switched. He said, watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do have a favorite child. It's that one. Okay. Watch it. Be careful. And she wasn't backing down. She was like, no, I don't care. Like, she's a snake. She moves funny. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to bed. How about that? So she want to play games.
Hey, matter of fact, after that, you sleep on the couch.
Yeah,
don't come up in there.
And don't, I better not hear no footsteps, because you should be downstairs. The heck? Yeah, she wasn't feeling it. So we can get an idea of how it's going to go when they finally all hang out again. Because Mark was bringing this up, because since me and Anne-Marie are now in America, he wants to fly down to Florida to go see the whole family, which I'm assuming, like, ex-wife. I wonder where his son is. The sons are always like opt-in, opt-out on this, so we'll see.
This is a very related, unrelated question. Since he owns a plane, are there like fees associated with flying? Like, do you have to pay the FAA every time you're airborne?
That's a good question. That's expensive.
Yeah.
I really think I think he spends a bulk of his money flying aviation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on that. He's cool with the house. He's like, okay, the house is good enough. You want to know why? Because it's close to the runway.
Yeah.
I don't care what it look like in here. I'm doing my one too. So.
And also the house matches the aesthetic of his time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wood paneling.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
I don't know what you want from him, Mina. This matches. This is so on brand.
You went after this old man. Now,
yeah, you wanted him to be his vacation self. You don't know that's not him all the time.
No, ma'am.
That's him 2% of the time. He's regular. You met Marky Mark on vacation. He's Mark the grandpa, typically. Like, girl, I'm sorry.
I'm interested to see the dynamics between her and his daughter, because sis is hot.
Over it.
She need to stay out of our relationship. Us having another baby, they ain't got nothing to do with her.
Yeah. Man. Jesus.
Next. Should we go Gregory and Joan? Or the thruple?
I feel like the thruple had less going on.
Okay. I got the thruple. Okay. There was not much here, honestly. Mm-mm. We did finally meet Annie.
She's tall.
She is.
I didn't realize Amani Amini is the small in the group. They are towering over her.
Stupid earring. So we start off with Matt and Amini. They're like packing up to go to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Do they meet with a friend?
That's happening at a...
Sorry.
No, they don't meet with a friend.
No.
I think it's just like the nanny or whoever that is that's watching their kids. So they're basically just telling their kids they're going to be gone for a little while and to be good for the whoever's cousin, friend, whoever watching them while they're gone.
Yep.
They're driving down to Mexico. And honestly, that's pretty much all we see of them right until the end. We mostly get a lot from Annie.
Yeah.
And
the only thing I'll say about Matt and Amini's side.
Oh, the jealousy.
They just started talking about like the reality of trying to do a relationship like this. I mean, the thing that would... I'm not doing that. I'm not getting past what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Share. No.
Yeah. So that, and I feel like that conversation was really led by Amini.
Yeah.
So she was basically talking about the potential for jealousy and how she kind of wants there to be like a 3-person relationship and not for them to have their own little side relations because she's going to be jealous. She want to make sure she's the number one. Like, what if you develop more feelings for her than you have for me and that kind of thing. And I'm like, girl, if you have those concerns, a thruple ain't for you.
Yeah.
That's what everybody who don't want a thruple has those same
concerns. It's like, hello?
That's why folks don't
want
that.
Do we not all see the pink elephant? What?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. If that's like a big thing for you,
yeah,
that's not going to work. And sound like maybe she just need a girlfriend. Maybe it don't need to be a thruple. Maybe you just have your little homegirl on the side.
The way Matt is literally going with whatever, he's like, I'm doing with this because you want to.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
we got 2 kids at home. What are you saying?
He does not care at all. So that was really their conversation in the car. I think she calls Annie and tells her they're on the way or something. Then we hear from Annie. And I hadn't thought about this, but this makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Annie is a stripper.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that part. I was like, not y'all really falling in love in the club. She did her job. She did her 1-2 that night. Y'all will not leave this lady alone. Oh my god.
I don't know what magic potion she's sipped in their drink. Hey. I don't know what the white room had going on in the back.
Hmm.
I just have no words. No. You're willing to divorce your partner of X amount of years.
Yeah.
The person you have multiple children with to bring over. Shout out to the strippers. No disrespect.
No.
To bring over a stripper.
With her 3 kids?
With her 3 kids from another country.
That makes sense to you? Like, what?
And they've mentioned, like, oh, like, we've dibble and dabbled before, but, like, this is the first time it's became serious. Why? Why?
That is so funny. I was like, oh, you're not dumb because you want to get divorced. You're dumb because you fell in love with a stripper.
QT. What?
Yeah, cut the song off. Like, what's going on? What? You think she loves you back? You believe what she said?
You are a client that just, y'all are reoccurring clients. Y'all
and
go.
What did she say? She said they want to take care of me, and I don't see what's the problem. Hello? Ka-ching.
She is looking for a come up.
Please. She ain't going to hit the pole ever again.
No. Why would she?
Me and my three babies are taken care of. You guys are dumb. You guys are dumb. And maybe she's a genius. I don't know. You need to write a book. What are you doing up all that day, sister and girl?
Yeah, you might need to record that routine and put it to strippers worldwide.
Yeah.
So they can secure their bag. Yeah.
You want to get taken care of for the rest of your life? Do this little 1-2 right here.
Like, y'all are regulars. Like, what? Why are y'all turning this exchange into something permanent? The divorce? I can see if y'all met a nice lady out to dinner that y'all just really fell for. Y'all had relations and y'all did it repeatedly. Left the room and somebody else came in.
And honestly, no offense to men, but like, Matt is not even the one fiending. I bet it was you. She was like, no, we need to take her home. And Matt was like, are you sure? Like, I don't.
What if she really, Minnie really liked girls, but she just keeping Matt to, like, play the role?
That was in the back of my mind.
What's it called? Lavender relationship? Rainbow relationship?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do both people, I guess both people don't have to be gay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that's what lavender is. But maybe it's a hot pink relationship.
Remixing the rules with these people. So, hey, let's just do our own thing.
Yeah, maybe it's a different color. It's not adding up. It's some kind of color.
It's not adding up. Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
I could even see, like, you want her to be your girlfriend for the vacation.
Divorce, I have no problem with that.
Divorce back home? In your real life?
No, you're welcoming that bad decision into your home.
We have to slow down. We have to think. We need to just be
like
calm.
You said, a little vacation. Y'all go down to Tijuana right across the border. I get it. Hey. Y'all go down there every weekend. Find, again, a regular, client.
Yeah.
Y'all go down there, boom, bop, bam, have a good time, drinks, rendezvous. Hey. All of that. Keep that in Mexico. Why they gotta cross the border?
She gotta move all three of her kids? Like, no.
And y'all don't even know her for real.
No.
Y'all have not met this one. Y'all ain't, this is the first. First of all, it's only been like a year.
Yeah.
And y'all have come to believe that you want to bring her back. Have your passport. Did you get your shots? Come home with Rob. Y'all want to bring her back over here. And you don't even know her for real.
Right.
You don't know her outside the strip club and the beach.
I don't know. I don't take you serious. I take Annie more serious. And I think she got her head on straight. And I think she's looking for a come up.
And ching.
I think she's a hustler. And I think I like her. Jackpot, I don't know.
Okay. Not one, only one to support me, but two.
Please. And am one I of them don't even talk too much. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. Hit it.
Please, girl.
Score it big.
Embarrassing. Jesus Christ.
They get there. They're going to like some masquerade party or something. Mm-hmm. They have masks. And they're standing there waiting for her to show up. And that's, honestly, that's it. The biggest thing was us finding out that she's a stripper.
Yeah. Which, it was like all the dots really just boop, came right on together. I was like, oh.
I don't understand it. Like you said, that's stay on vacation.
That's crazy. Y'all are silly.
Bring her into your house with your churn and her churn. Four extra miles to feed.
And truly take care of, because she can't even work. Like, okay, she's not stripping. She can't get a regular job for a while either.
Are you even going to let
her strip? Is she allowed to? Is she going to continue to strip? Are you going to make her strip in the house? Does she live here or work here? Like, what's going on?
They're going to let her strip at a strip club and get paid on the table.
This is just what she kind of doing. I don't like it.
Strip clubs give out W-2s? I don't know.
Ooh, probably.
Or 1099, you're an independent contractor, period.
Just strip clubs.
Friendly 1099.
Pay taxes.
They dealing so much cash, they not reporting correctly. I doubt any strip club is reporting.
If lap dances are taxable in New York, then I'm sure strip clubs in general. They're making that money on the back end.
But to the IRS, the lap dance probably costs $20. But in the club, it's probably $200.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think she's employable.
I think she's an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. She'll find work. She's
actually
work.
A genius. I don't know.
She worked over there in Mexico, and she has to keep working over here for a bigger come up.
And the skills will transfer. And they might get her a bigger bag if she plays her cards right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Annie, listen, we can work. We can promote you.
Yeah. California is quite close to Vegas.
It's really nothing to it. Mm-mm. It's nothing to it. They hire us.
Okay.
Now, it is time for the Could It Be Me segment.
No!
It's not time because Greg and Joan are still here.
Yep.
I just had so much to say about the last two. Okay. Just kidding. So, Greg and Joan.
One thing about Greg, and I skeeted tweeted this. If you let something you cook for me hit the airport air, it's up.
Yeah.
It's up.
Because why couldn't you saran wrap it?
Why and couldn't then you she put come it in foil? Touching it, and he holding it against his shirt. Your mama didn't touch it. Who gonna eat that?
Everybody's hands.
Maybe it's the TSA. Feet to the birds at the park. Because that's the only thing that's good for.
Everybody done seen this damn bread. Raw dogging it in the air. I don't like it. That was scary. You right. Sorry, I forgot. Okay. So. Joan is coming to America. She's already here. It's tea. It's lit. Greg is very, very excited. Why do a regular sign when I know how to bake? I'm going to bake you a sign. I'm going to make you some sourdough and put a sign in it, okay? Can you see this from across the airport? No.
Absolutely.
It's mad small.
She didn't even know what it said when she picked it up.
She was like, what?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can't read it.
Oh, my God. So, yes. Mom had an attitude, for sure. I feel...
His mama... That's her man.
Yeah.
Is she jealous?
Yeah. Where is the daddy? Is he alive? Is he around? So I feel like they've mentioned him, but
I don't know why he ain't around, but he ain't around.
I don't think so.
I don't know if he's just not in the picture or God didn't call him home. One to two.
Okay. All right.
I don't know about any. He hasn't mentioned siblings.
Yeah. Okay. So. Mom was already being weird and funny. She's already not thrilled at the idea of Joan being in the house, them shacking up, living in the same room. She's not interested. She's not into it at all. Did she ask him again if he'd reconsider?
Sleeping in a different room.
Yeah, and I was like, no, still.
Yeah, no.
What the heck? No, absolutely not. Which is reasonable for a million and five reasons. Is this where you started crying? No, he cries a lot, and I'm not saying it in a bad way, but I'm saying it in like a, I noticed there's been a couple scenes where I'm mixing up when and why he's crying.
No, I think he did cry here when he was just kind of expressing to his mom
how much he loves her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 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 He cried. Okay. He did cry a couple times this episode. So he cried before she got here. Just out of excitement and love, really. He loves mm-hmm. him some Joan bad. Okay.
I love that for him. This connection,
baby, the love is real. I know we ain't always sure in the show, but these two, I think at least romantical. You know,
he had me at a solid, like, 98 until, and I know this is skipping ahead a little bit, when they finally, like, settled down for the night. Mm. He was like, I can't wait to touch that booty. I said, is this fetishishness?
In a weird way, I feel like Greg gives me a white guy who's always wanted to date black girls, but never had the confidence.
And now he done got an original black girl. You can't tell him nothing.
I don't know, dude. You niggas in America, okay? I don't went to the motherland. Yeah,
y'all ain't give me a chance in America.
Yeah. All right, watch. Yeah.
Ocho Cinco wanted me.
So he's very excited. He's on his way to the airport. He got his carved in bread. Okay.
Some other stuff for her. He cooked for her, which is sweet. Yeah. But he take me out to dinner booth.
Or cook it at the house.
Yeah, fresh.
Yeah, dude, give me a little steak. A little steak and mashed potatoes.
Steak.
Why not? You know how to make it. Come on. Yeah, do a little one too. So he gets to the airport. He's already very emotional, very nervous. Oh my gosh, I love her so much. She's so gorgeous. She's so little, petite, and just the cutest little...
He looked like a giant compared to her.
She is the cutest little petunia next to him. As soon as he starts seeing her, little tears again. Okay? Oh my gosh. I just love you so much.
I just miss you so much.
You mean so much to me. Oh, my little chocolate drop. Oh God, my Shayla, I love you. He loves that girl. Can it board into fetishization land? Probably. Likely. Yes. Yeah. But right now, it's romantical. It's romantical. Okay. We get into the car. He's like, look in the back seat. I got a little chicken wrap fries for you. I just made it. Chicken wrap, we could keep it. The fries, too salty. Okay? I'm from a place where they make real food. This is...
rubbish.
This was once food and now it's something else. I don't know what's going on. Keep those. But everything else is fine. And when they're in the car, they start talking. Well, Greg starts basically talking about his mom's rules. Right?
I hate things like this.
Yeah.
And not to be deceitful or lie, but she did not need to know this.
No.
She just didn't. That just gave her even more anxiety in meeting your mom. And I think in her confessional, she was like, I ran an NGO. I have a bachelor's degree. Like, I didn't come here to deal with that.
I'm grown. I'm a little more grown than him. Like, I'm a serious lady in the world.
I'm that girl. Right.
I don't know what you think this is.
I'm grown, for real.
I'm not just some floozy shacking up. As a matter of fact, he could come to Uganda with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the play you don't know about. That's a play we should have ran instead of me coming to Long Island, but whatever. So he's basically saying his mom's rules around she doesn't want to hear any noises. We got to see if we can leave the door open.
And that was his compromise with his mom, leaving the door open. Are we 15?
I was like, you're balding. But also, balding.
Are we 15? But also, your mama is taking care of you. It's not. And I was talking about this with Rakisha. It's not like me and my mama live together. Right. Your mama is taking care of you. She cooking for you, cleaning your dishes, your room, making your bed. You're a baby. The grandma and the baby.
I think we talk. Right. And we talk. I think we learn even more. When he turned down the job in the city, you turned down a job and you don't have no job right now?
People be doing wild stuff, for real.
Okay, see, yeah, now it seems like we have to listen to your mother because you don't know how to be serious. Yeah. You don't know how to be an adult. It's pissing me off. So when Joan gets this news in the car, she's, again, tired, similar to Maddie. Tired, it's been a long flight, I'm overwhelmed, and now you give me rules, I'm going to cry. Mm-hmm. Those, I was like, real. I would cry right there, too. What do you mean? What do you mean I can't just relax and do what I want to do right now? After been traveling for literally half a day, maybe even a day, like, no. So he's like, oh, come on, like, it'll be good. Like, she's excited to be you. She can't wait. She gets to the house. Wow, she's so tidy. Look at her. Oh, my God.
You're not asking me.
Well, she's not going to stay that way for long. You know that.
You're so good at this.
She's not going to stay that way for long. So, bringing a fat in her up. She just kept saying, oh, my God, she's so small. She's so little. Wow. Now she's being jealous.
It's weird. No,
shut up.
Yeah.
So she was pretty quiet when she first got into the house. And the first thing the mom said, like, when production asked was, she seems a little clingy to him, and she seems really quiet.
She don't know you, and you was just talking mess about her.
Was she supposed to kiss you in the mouth?
No, literally. Did she not say hello and give you a hug?
She was respectful.
Don't you stick to what you know when you go to strange places?
Okay.
Especially when you already beefing with somebody?
And no shade, there's rules in this establishment. I can't even move freely. And I don't know what's a new rule, what's going to be a rule tomorrow. I'm going to do what I know is safe.
Yeah.
What are you saying to me? Very annoying.
No, you're clingy.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, you talk too much and you're clingy. How about that? How about that? We the opposites. So she was very quiet. When they get up to the room, and I think she's just like, I just need a second. And the mom, Greg, you also talk too much. You talk too damn much. Your mama don't need to know every damn thing.
No,
because you're sharing the wrong, and you're sharing the wrong information. You share things that are irrelevant, and she's clinging on to them instead of sharing what's important, like you getting a job. Like, we didn't talk about that.
It was the mama. They both went upstairs, but she showered,
and so
he came back. Oh yes,
mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So keep going.
Oh, so when they went upstairs he was showing her around, like, this is room, this is our room.
Yeah.
Rufus. I don't remember the dog name, but he jump up on the bed, and I know other people in the diaspora. I know over here in America, pets are now children. They need to be given social security numbers, but
right.
In other places, other cultures, the dog out the door.
In a majority of places in the world, dogs are not.
She said, in Uganda, the dog is a protector outside. What is he doing inside? What is he doing on the bed? And what is he doing licking me?
Yeah.
Gotta get.
You're out of bounds.
She decides to take a shower. He goes back downstairs. He gives the mom the rundown about the dog. And she was like, oh, hit the accent. She gonna have to get used to this.
You're gonna have to put your foot down, Greg. You're gonna have to put your foot down. That's not okay. Over the dog, yo, white people, their love for dogs. Don't let nobody of color be in the street injured and the dog be injured next to him.
Yeah.
Fifi's going to get checked out and we going to get ran over.
Absolutely.
It's insane. So, yes, she was very upset. She was already starting with him. Put your foot down behind him.
It was so weird. When he first came down, I think this was before the dog part, he was like, oh, yeah, she's in the shower. And she was like, she's still in the shower?
For that long?
For that
long? Yes. That was another one. First of all, I was like... She's been traveling.
Say you don't bathe but once a week without saying you don't bathe.
No, say you take a 3-minute shower without saying
you don't wash your legs.
I know what you are. You're dirty.
We know.
Okay, all your variations of Caucasity. Yeah, none of y'all hitting the back of your knees.
Crazy.
I can tell. Yeah. It's annoying. It's so annoying.
The waist up, okay? And then run down, take care of the rest.
She was clocking how long she was in the shower. Clocking how she was treating the dog. And then she was just being very judgy in the question that she was asking. But it, like I said, it's because Greg was giving too much information. Because he was saying like, yeah, she wants to sleep with the lights on, and not fully explaining it right away. So, cause then her mom was like, well, why would she want to do that? Like, what? She's afraid of the dark or something? Like, what's the issue? And then he was like, no.
Explanation didn't really make sense to me.
About the being in the dark thing? I thought it made sense.
What did he say?
Or when, like, a power outage goes out, she doesn't know when the power is going to come back on again. So it's like a fear kind of thing. Like, you just keep the lights on for as long as possible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was weird. I felt like he was saying she was scared of the dark, but if the power go out often, she in the dark a lot. So why would she be scared of the dark? That's how I interpreted it.
I took it the opposite way. Like, because the power goes out so often, when you have power, you keep it for as long as you can.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Yes. My bad.
No, I mean, hey. It is
what it is. I'm like, why would she be scared of the dark then?
So, yeah, the mom was just already very skeptical and judgmental on all this stuff, which is exactly what we expected. And it's not because she's an Italian mom from Long Island. It's because she's an Italian mom from Long Island on this show.
Yeah, they should have been
exactly how this is going to go.
What's that other show TLC got? I'm Dating the Mama's Boy? Something like that. They belong there.
Yeah, because this relationship is getting ridiculous. Laundry? You are too big for that.
Yeah,
you're balding. I'm sorry. You're balding. Like, no.
When he first walked Joan up to the room, he was like, I had something somewhere, but mom probably moved it when she came in here and cleaned up. You're admitting that? Ew. Yuck.
Do you know that Joan was a director somewhere? You been a director somewhere? Mm. I don't think you've been a director.
Joan loved that man. She has to.
She does. No, she was very, like, she seems very smitten, and, like, this clearly ain't for no come up.
Yeah, exactly.
This is really for the love, for sure. This is for the love, for sure. I agree.
I ship them, but I really need Greg to get together, because he gonna run, ran our sis off.
Yeah.
Mama run her off.
Okay, you need to call them people from the city back. Are you still hiring? Okay. Do you need a baker? I can bake you a mean sourdough. I can bake you a nasty sourdough. Please.
X names in it and all.
Hit the phone line. You need to hit the pavement and get it out. Okay. Take care of our good sister Joan. Okay. Now it is actually time. Where we take one couple or scenario and we say that cannot be us.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm gonna go with Sarper. You just not gonna tell me how to express my missing of my parents and family,
right? Yeah,
just because you ain't tight with your people,
right?
Don't mean I'm being, what did she say, dramatic. And it's like, oh, you have me now. Girl, is you my mama? Is you my daddy? What is that supposed to mean to me?
And you say you want to put me out. They don't put me out.
And if my daughter, if your daughter don't like me, I got to go too. So
right,
it's just like, I think, yeah, her comment was very insensitive. And I feel like if he would have chewed her out in that moment, she would have deserved it. Because what kind of mess is that? Just because you finally leaving your daughter at boarding school? To hip hop to Turkey and flews around.
Yeah.
Don't mean I ain't gonna miss my people. So keep it cute.
It's silly.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I agree. I'm actually picking the exact same couple, but I'm picking Shekinah. I don't trust you. Nothing that you do makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't even make sense outside of for capital gain to bring him to America. You don't have any real reason to keep this as your home base. Oh, my daughter needs a... She could do that at her dad's house. Why I gotta be your house? What are you saying? I don't believe
you. And you also see her... Like, the way she's living her life now is how she could live it living in Turkey. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You,
like,
instead of flying out to see Sarper, you would fly in to see your child for the 1 week that she's out of boarding school. Because don't sound like you're going to visit her no other time.
You see how that makes sense? Nothing that she does makes sense. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why we're pushing him to be here. I don't trust you.
It's honestly pretty clear like you're gonna pimp him out. I don't think he wants to be here.
Right. And I guess I'm always more curious as to why people try and push it if, like, the foreigner doesn't want to be here. Like, why are you trying to...
Because
they don't... Have you been outside? It ain't... The tea ain't that...
They don't...
It's okay here.
They want to be with them, but they know them going to where the foreigner is was never on the table for them. So, because America... America, we're the best, so they gotta, obviously they wanna come here.
Right. It's weird. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But... I don't.
This show is always so interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's such a good, like, look into people and their background. Like, why
you do what you do? It don't make no sense.
I really thought better of you. You are just like a man. You fell in love with a stripper. You are no better than a man. And I thought differently of you. That really did.
It all makes sense. I mean, everybody have a little vacation.
But home?
Yeah, you don't bring that back.
Divorce? Your kids being step-siblings? How that sound? How you going to explain that?
That don't make no sense for me. I mean, to me. For no reason. No.
No. Just no. Hard no. I'm sorry. It's happening out. It's not going to work for me. It's not.
Yeah, not at all.
Well. That's our show. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, especially Blue Sky.
Yay. Bye.